Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I want to ask, I set this number, and I don't know if this is way, way, way too high or way, way, way too low, but I wanted to think about Josh Simmons and the way he maybe plays this year. Over under. Very simple question. Over under 4.5 games started for Josh Simmons this year. I thought this incorporated three things. If he started right away, like he either just beat out, right? He just won a job from either Juwan Taylor right away or from Moore right away. He came in because of injury. Somebody got hurt and he had to play for a little bit. It's not like Jalen Moore's got, you know, it's not like he's played 17 games year in and year out, right? So maybe there. Or somebody plays bad enough that he becomes the eventual starter. Knowing health, I thought 4.5 would cover all three of those potential scenarios. And we saw Kingsley Suamataia got to 3 starts last year. So I felt like it had to be more than that if I was setting an over under. So over under, what do we think? Do we think Josh Simmons starts more than 4.5 games this year? I'm team over. I think they are very, very high on Simmons. And I do not think it's out of question that he could win the job from day one. And I don't think it's out of question that he could, any of these scenarios seem viable for me. So all I'm really banking on at this point is either he wins the job, maybe somebody gets hurt, or somebody plays poor enough that he deserves the job again. I think he's starting more than 5 games this year for the Chiefs.
I'm going to go on the opposite side of you. I believe under. I think that while they do have confidence in him, I think it makes the most sense for the Kansas City Chiefs in the long term to play a wait-and-see game with him. Make sure that he is as back to 100% as he can possibly be before you throw him out onto the field. You give him an opportunity to go through rookie camp and mini camp and training camp and the preseason and during the season, getting acclimated to the speed and the physicality of the game in the NFL and what it takes to understand, comprehend, and utilize an NFL playbook. I also look at, yeah, if an injury were to occur or Jalen Moore gets off to a slow start, Juwan Taylor gets off to a slow start. The Chiefs do have, whether we want to admit that it's good or bad depth, they do have depth on their offensive line, right? Kelly Endo is still here.
Yeah, they got good depth.
And
I think it's good depth, honestly.
Yeah, if Jalen Moore goes down, who's to say the Chiefs won't say, all right, let's kick Kingsley Suamataia back out to left tackle. We'll put Kelly Endo in at guard. And or
I think that we'll roll first unless there's just an injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And or do we roll Wanya Morris out there again if they're not 100% confident in Joshua Simmons? Because the last thing I want to see is what happened a year ago. Kingsley Suamataia wasn't ready yet, and the Chiefs threw him out there before he was ready, and I think it stunted a lot of what they wanted him to be able to have at his disposal late in the year. You threw him out there week one. It didn't work. You threw him out. You threw Wanya in there. He gets hurt. You signed DJ Humphreys. It was a disaster from the word go. The last thing I want to see is Joshua Simmons out there at left or right tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs in a primetime role before I believe he's ready. I would say under only because I kind of hope it's the under. I hope that they give him an opportunity to become comfortable before you throw him out on the field.
I yes and no. Like I agree with you, but they are decidedly different prospects. When you were taking 31 and everyone wants to tell you how he had been picked in the top 15 if it wasn't for the injury, Reddy can only be related to injury for me. Kingsley was picked 63, 66, whatever the hell he was.
Yeah.
The end of the second round. You don't have to be Reddy day one in that spot. They chose to put him in, but that's not necessarily a day one guy right away. If you're taking in the first round, you're supposed to be on the line. So, like, I could see why somebody would lean under. I do. But, like, my guess is that you should be hoping he wins the job. You should be hoping he wins the job.
I do. I hope he wins the job.
I don't know how
job.
Else to look at it.
Yeah, the money that they gave Jalen Moore definitely gives you the thought that they don't know if he's an everyday starter at left tackle, right? They don't know if he's the guy long-term at tackle. I mean, he was a mid to late pick in the draft, right? He was just drafted to be Trent Williams' backup, and Williams goes down with an injury, and he took advantage of a role, right?
He got himself paid because
low to mid 70s in terms of his Pro Football Focus grade and in terms of pass and run blocking, right? If Joshua Simmons hits, that's a Pro Bowl, all-pro caliber tackle for the next 10 years, right? That's the guy protecting the blind side of 15 until the day he decides to hang it up. So obviously you're hoping that that's a guy that can come out day one and do it. But that patella tendon thing can be very finicky, especially with an offensive lineman at his size and stature. If he's healthy, yes, he's the best tackle in this draft. He reminds me a lot of a Penei Sewell sort as a left tackle versus a right tackle. I'm just not, I can't express 100% confidence in a guy coming off of an injury, especially as an offensive lineman, because it's so much more difficult for those guys to bounce back.
I think it's a cliche, an answer that just, well, of course you'd say this, but I think it depends on how the year starts with Jalen Moore.
Why can't he just win the job right away? He's paid $10 million. Like, I still think he should be allowed to beat out Juwan Taylor. I don't care how much money he's making. If he's worse than him, he should start a right tackle.
I mean, I think he can compete, I guess, but it seems like the week one offensive line will be the three in the middle, Kingsley, in all likelihood, at left guard. But you have Jalen Moore, and then you have Juwan Taylor right, and you let – I don't know if acclimate is the right word, but if Jalen Moore is fine or he struggles a little bit, they're almost going to have deja vu, though, where they think, well, we did the same thing kind of with King. Like, I don't think they want to get in a position where they're gun-shy because of what happened to Kingsley last year. Even though they are two totally different players for the reasons you guys just discussed, I wonder if that's something that's kind of floating in the back of their head of, are we sure he's ready? Do we want to make sure?
I hope that he actually is a terrible way to rush him. Because by that same notion, they should have never taken Rashee Rice because it failed with Sky. You know, like, I just hate, and I'm not saying teams don't do this, Drew. That's definitely not the argument I'm making. Hate when teams do it. I'm convinced it's why the Chiefs didn't take a quarterback for 30 years. Clark Hunt watched them screw up Todd Blackledge, and then they just ran around scared for 30 years, not taking a first-round quarterback. What a horrible way to operate. Like, once Patrick Mahomes retires 25 years from now, you know, he's like 50. He's like George Blanda out there. When he retires at some point later on in his life, they should take a first-round quarterback every year until they get one right. I mean, I'm not, like, do not, like, you saw what a difference it makes to get it right. Like, if you get it wrong, you just stink. Well, you stink anyway, so I guess such is life.
In that case, though, what I would say is, from the jump, because they haven't said there's a competition at left tackle, correct? I don't think they've said there's a
competition. No, Andy did. Andy in his post-game said, he pretty much openly admitted he will let Joshua Simmons compete. Like, okay. That's how he put it. He made it sound like he said it all, like, at both tackle positions is the way he hinted at it.
Because if you draft a tackle in the first round, they might not say it publicly, but I would be thinking in the thought process regarding Josh Simmons is, if he's healthy, he's starting week one.
That would be my plan,
too. If he's healthy, picked him in the first round, he's going to be the guy. And maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. But if you valued him that much to pick him in the first round, I think he has to be the one that you play first, if he's fully healthy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.